This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. So does the thought of outliving your savings keep you up at night? You are not alone, and we do tell you this a lot. The fear of outliving retirement savings is a major concern for many retirees. So we're going to share some ways to address some of the biggest money concerns in retirement. We call this segment Money Challenges in Retirement. So, Camille, what would be some of the biggest concerns your clients do have when they think about retiring?
One of the biggest concerns that I hear consistently is, am I going to be okay? And that really involves a lot of different areas. You know, things like, am I going to have enough income coming in to last my lifetime? And, you know, we never know what our checkout date is, right? So we need to prepare for a long life as well. And that could include things like healthcare costs. How do you pay for those healthcare costs? Whether it's long-term care, you know, going to the doctor, drugs you might have to take. One big thing we've all seen lately is inflation, right?
Yeah.
That's been a big concern for a lot of people. I actually had a client of ours, we did his money map. He goes, hey, I know you can mess around with the inflation. Would you do me a favor and run it at a 5% inflation for the rest of my retirement? Wow. The average is only about 3.2, but we went ahead and did that. And that's the cool thing about having a plan is being able to stress test it, right? The other big thing that I hear a lot is, you know, is Social Security going to go away, or how much, you know, more is my Social Security going to be taxed? And then having to support family members, whether that is maybe parents, a loved one, or even kids. We've heard a lot of kids going ahead and deciding to move back in. So a lot of those big questions. And that's really why we consistently talk about the importance of having a plan, because when you're able to test things in software and computers and really say, okay, if this happens, then how might I be? It really helps give our clients, our families that we work with, more confidence in knowing, hey, yes, I can do this, or that puts a little bit more stress on me. You know, maybe I don't want to do X, Y, or Z. So I always say it's really important to have a written plan, not just one in your head.
So you were just talking about that guy who's very concerned about inflation and he wants to plan for 5%. A lot of us are worried that our money is not going to last. And healthcare costs, speaking of inflation, they're like probably double the amount. They're inflated double the amount. So how do you help someone understand with clarity that they're not going to outlive their money?
Well, like I mentioned before, it all starts with a plan. The number one thing that we start out with everyone is to make sure that you've got a solid income plan. So that's going to include things like Social Security. It's going to include things like a pension. It's going to include things like rentals. Well, what if maybe you don't have enough income coming in that is guaranteed? Well, the great part is with working with Monolith Financial Group, that's something we can help you with. And we've helped so many families accomplish that with their plans. Because what our goal is to make sure that if you need $6,000 a month coming in, how do we achieve that? But then also include inflation in there. We want that to be a guaranteed amount because that's what you need to live off of, right? So it's really important to understand the goals or the needs inside your plan. And I have to say, we've been doing this for many, many years, and we've helped many families feel confident about their plan because we're showing them, hey, we can produce some guaranteed income so that those expenses that you have to pay every single month, they're taken care of. Everything else is now kind of extra or fun money. I mean, who wouldn't want a plan where you can go, hey, I know my bills are taken care of each month, so the rest of this is just kind of fun extra money. I mean, it's a great feeling to have, and it really helps a lot of our clients get that confidence that they need and to give them that comfortability knowing I'm not going to outlive my money because I have enough guaranteed coming in to pay my expenses with inflation and taxes involved in that.
All right. So the very first step in moving forward to get some clarity on your income, will it last, is go in and see them and go through the Monolith Money Map that Jeff and Camille are offering you today. Here is the phone number. Make sure you put it down, write it down, put it in your phone, 916-367-6430. You may call for just a 15-minute phone conversation. Again, it's complimentary, or just text the word schedule, get on their schedule. You can do that. Go to their website, monolithfinancial.com. And we thank you so much for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show with father-daughter legacy team, Jeff and Camille of Monolith Financial Group. So we're talking about all the challenges we're going to face with our money in retirement. Jeff, understanding our tax liabilities was actually missing from that list that we kind of went over from Money Talk. What do we need to know about the impact that taxes could have on our retirement savings?
Well, and that's the big thing that I couldn't understand how that was missing.
I know, right?
That is like one of the biggest concerns of all the listeners out there is the taxes that they have to pay. And taxes, I don't believe, are going to go away. And the challenge is we know that there's going to be a change coming up in 2026, if not sooner. And how do you prepare for taxes? The best thing to do is set up a plan where you pay no taxes, right? But most people, we can't do that. And with pensions and Social Security money coming in, Social Security can be taxable, and it can be taxable up to 85% of it. That's pretty high. And we're thinking down the road for higher earners, they're probably going to tax 100% of your Social Security. Now, I'm saying tax it, not it's 100% taxable money. It's just that you're going to have to pay taxes on it. But what tax rate are you going to have a year from now, 2 years from now, 15 years from now? That is probably the biggest concern people should have, is what are my tax rates going to be when I'm 60, 70, 80 years old? Maybe if I live to be 100 years old, what are taxes going to be in 40 years from now? So taxes are a huge challenge, I'll say, that should be part of your plan. And part of your plan is we take a look at the current tax rates, and we call it bumping your head on a bracket, meaning each tax bracket, you pay a certain amount of taxes up to a certain point. And then only the money above that is then taxed at the new higher amount. So having a tax plan is important. And that's where we're not CPAs, but we work with your CPAs to help you understand how to take advantage of taxes. Interesting. We want you to be going ahead and planning on what you're going to pay in taxes instead of just waiting till the end of the year, handing over a bunch of information and saying, okay, now what do I owe? We want you to have a plan for how much you're going to pay in taxes. That's just one of the many things that we do here at Monolith Financial Group, so that we can make sure that all the pieces in your plan work together and you can have the most incredible retirement.
Love it. Love it. So again, you mentioned, you know, that things are going to be changing here in the next couple of years with our Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. How are you helping people? How are you teaching them about the existing opportunities to save on those taxes right now?
Well, one way, Luann, is to convert IRA money to Roth money. We've got clients that, you know, are bumping their head at the 12% federal tax bracket. Well, the next tax bracket is 22%. That's a pretty big jump there. That's 10% more in federal taxes. But wonder if you're already in the 22% tax bracket. Do you know the next tax bracket is only 2% more? It's 24%.
Yeah.
And now we're talking really big numbers. You know, we're talking over $300,000 before you go into another tax bracket. So it's an opportunity that people should be looking at, should be going over with their advisor and their CPA to put together a plan every single year. So now you can maximize your, I'll just say, what you pay in taxes. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that in a good way. So maximize paying as at the lowest percentage on your tax bill, so that in the future, maybe you can convert money to a Roth, and now that money is not taxable for the rest of your life. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh my
gosh. Then if you are in a zero tax bracket and they double or triple taxes, what's two or three times zero?
Zero.
It's still zero. And that's a great pot that we want all our clients to have money in, is a Roth IRA, if it works for them, so that now they can draw from that and not worry about it adding to their tax bill. It's just an amazing, and that's something that we use, different products that we can use to help you with that. I'm going to say just one of the most misunderstood products out there, I think, is life insurance. Hmm. There's a lot of ways of using life insurance as part of an income plan for people. It's also a great way to distribute money to your family members, if that's, you know, one of the things you want to do, because currently life insurance is income tax free when it's passed on as a death benefit. So it's just about what's the products that are going to work in your plan. Give us a call, 916-367-6430. It's time to start planning for you.
One of the things that's likely to weigh heavily on your mind, if you're concerned about, you know, your retirement and your money in retirement, it's the cost of health care. It's no wonder, because we always talk about this, Jeff and Camille. Fidelity estimates that the average 65-year-old couple is going to spend about $315,000 after taxes on health care and retirement, and that doesn't even include long-term care. So, Jeff, what are some strategies that we should be thinking about to help cover those healthcare costs in retirement?
Well, it's interesting that Fidelity comes up with this number, because I don't know a lot of our clients that have, you know, really high healthcare costs when it comes to it, because they're on Medicare.
Right.
And then they have a Medicare supplement, which that's something that we also help advise you on. And it's something that Camille has gone through extensive training to understand, you know, the different choices when it comes to the Medicare supplement plans. But there are healthcare costs, which is long-term care, is the one that we see more and more of our clients needing that extra money to care for that. I was just talking to a client just the other day, and we're figuring out how much money he has left to spend. He's in a care facility that is up to $9,000 a month.
Oh my gosh.
I have him and his daughter on the phone together, you know, just kind of figuring out, okay, how long can he stay there? But fortunately for him, we've got him in a plan that has helped out quite a bit. There's also other parts to that, which is some of our income plans that we have will pay extra if you need long-term care, or if you can't do, let's say, two of the six active daily living functions. And that's something I think that should be part of everybody's plan. I was just actually going through those numbers for myself and looking at putting together a policy that my wife has always given me a hard time and saying, well, you're the one that's going to be in a long-term care. I'm never going to go into one. But you want one that will work for either one of you, right? So if either of you goes in, but then also, let's say one of you goes into a care facility, and with this particular plan, they'll double what they're paying you as monthly income. But then that one passes on, the other one continues to get that monthly income, not double, but the original amount. I guess what we want, and I see out there a lot, is people want the comfort of knowing that they have this income coming in all the time and they're never going to outlive it. And then they love the idea of having a little extra comfort that if one of them has to go into a care facility, that there be extra money for them to help pay for it. It's just a matter of, what type of plan do you want? Where's your comfort? And what makes you comfortable going forward? It's really about sitting down and talking to you about your life and your vision going forward. One of the things Camille was talking about, which I loved, is, you know, setting up a plan for spending your money. But the other part we do too is we front load it, because we've been in this business a long time. I've been in it over 30 years. And I know that we slow down as we get older. And so it's a matter of saying, hey, let's get more money up front so you can go do all those great mm-hmm. things early so that now you can really enjoy that retirement in your go-go years. That's the first part of it. So then when you get to your slow down years or your no-go years, you know, you still have the money coming in, but you don't need as much because you're not traveling and doing all the fun stuff that you want to do originally when you first get into that retirement mode.
Yeah. Camille, why don't you walk us through the kinds of health care costs that Medicare covers and then how we can account for all the rest of those expenses?
Yeah, so this is a question I get a lot because there's a lot of misnomers out there about Medicare, but simply put, I'm going to go over what it covers and what it doesn't. So Part A is going to cover your inpatient hospital stays like skilled nursing, hospice, and some home health care. Part B is going to cover doctor services, outpatient care, medical supplies, preventative services. And then there's Part D, which is the drug plan. And then there's Part C, which is essentially Medicare Advantage. And so we can really dive into all those, but I think really what's important also is what does it not cover? So it's not going to cover long-term care. It's not going to cover routine dental care, vision care, hearing exams, hearing aids, cosmetic procedures. Original Medicare Parts A and B aren't going to cover prescription drugs. So it's really important to find out, do you need Part D? It's not going to cover things like acupuncture or any medical care outside the U.S., orthopedic shoes, inserts, personal care, and home assistance. So how do you cover for those things? Well, you need a plan. And that's one big reason we always say, we need to sit down, we need to come together and find out how all these pieces are going to work. And that's why medical and healthcare is one of our pillars of the Monolith Money Map. So if you have questions about Medicare, or you're not really sure which one medical supplement or advantage or any of those questions. I actually just spoke with a gentleman and he's still working, but he wants to start taking Social Security and he's got a HSA plan that he wants to continue contributing to. But unfortunately, if he starts taking Social Security, he has to stop contributing to his HSA and go on at least Part A with Medicare. So there's some little nuances there, and it's kind of amazing how we're able to really walk you through and keep things simple. And I can't stress that enough, is we really focus on, you know, if I'm having to explain your plan or how everything works together, I want to do it at a kindergarten level because I want it to be so simple for you to understand. And that way you just, you know why you have these different things working in your plan to help achieve those goals.
I love that. We all need to break it down to simple, you know, so I think that's so helpful. Let me ask this question. What guidance do you give a retiree who says, oh, well, you know, my spouse or my kids are going to step up and they're going to help me in my later years with long-term care?
That's a
good one. I have a great story on this. I was sitting with a couple and we're always going to ask you, you know, do you have long-term care? Do you have a plan set up? And they went very confidently. They go, yeah, our kids. And I kind of went, okay, great. Well, earlier you told me that they live on the East Coast and they love it there and they have no plans to move there. So as part of your plan, do I need to put in that, you know, we're going to be making a move across the country? And they go, oh no, we don't want to go to the East Coast. And so I kind of looked at them and I go, okay. I was like, so tell me, how is this, you know, your kids taking care of you for long-term care going to work? I'm super curious. You know, what have you guys planned? And the husband and wife, they looked at each other and they kind of went, huh. I guess we don't have a long-term care plan. And it was kind of this funny realization.
That's funny.
And so that's one of the biggest reasons we always want to talk about it. Because sometimes the ideas we have in our head, once we say them out loud, we go, wait, that's not going to work. Uh-huh. So with this couple, what we went ahead and we did is we decided, okay, if the kids aren't going to be able to take care of you, and maybe that's, you know, financially, But if the kids aren't going to be able to take care of you, how can we put that into your plan? You know, you might not need long-term care. And so there's various different ways. And we went over some of the ways that we could do that with them. Some of them are there's certain annuity products out there that actually give, and it's part of the product with no extra cost, to go ahead and give you some assistance in paying for home health care, things like that. There's life insurance you can use and use that for long-term care assistance. And then there's other ways to put together a plan that you just say, hey, I'm putting money into this fund. It's going to be my long-term care. The nice part is if you don't use it, you don't lose it. It gets passed on as a death benefit.
Wow.
So yeah, it's more about discovering these different ways. And I really think that's, you know, that powerful part of working with a financial advisor. And that's exactly what we do, because imagine if this couple needed long-term care in their future years and they were relying on their kids. How would have that played out maybe differently if we hadn't prepared? And that's one of the things we love to do at Monolith Financial Group is let's prepare for those unknowns.
So we have been talking about the biggest concerns your clients have about retirement. Let's just kind of recap those, okay?
Yep, I got it. So biggest one, outliving their savings. Mm-hmm. The other biggest part is healthcare costs. And then, of course, anything to do with taxes. So if you've got questions, if you've got concerns, and it doesn't have to be one of those topics, it can be anything that's on your mind, but you're going, hey, I maybe need to reach out and talk to Jeff and Camille because I'm concerned about my medical expenses, or how do I prepare for long-term care? Or you know what? Paying less to the IRS, that sounds like a great idea. Then give us a call, 916-367-6430. We're here to help create a plan that fits you and your needs, not ours. Because you know what? We want you to have a wonderful retirement, but it's all going to start with you picking up that phone or texting us, 916-367-6430.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated.